T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The recent surge in flash mob retail robberies have left San Francisco's Union Square with boarded up windows and different cities taking different approaches to fighting back. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by our insider, Phil Mateer. Phil, this is a tale of two cities, maybe even three, if you look at San Francisco, Oakland, and Walnut Creek.
Or four, if you add in San Jose. But yet, what we've got is officials scrambling at various paces to try to deal with this problem of the ongoing swarm thefts. San Francisco, what they've done is they're meeting with the local merchants down there, and they are trying to get them to take the boards down. They do not want a boarded up Union Square being an advertisement for San Francisco. So they've told them that, look, for the time being and going forward, you're going to see a lot more cops down in this neighborhood. We promise you that. The question is, okay, where are those cops coming from? They're not going to come from neighborhoods or take patrols off people's beats on their homes. What they're going to do is they're going to be bringing people in on overtime, and that's going to cost money. But apparently the mayor is willing to go to the board or fight the board for more money. In Walnut Creek, we see them using federal funds, some $2 million to hire more police in COVID funds and relief funds, emergency funds, whatever they can grab to try to hire more cops. And in San Jose, we're seeing they just approved spending $250,000 in hopefully federal money to buy license plate cameras to keep an eye on who's going where in high crime areas. And in Oakland, we've got the mayor and the police chief basically saying we've got to have more money. And it all appears to be, the subtext to this is like, this is, if they're going to draw a line in the sand, they're going for it and saying, you know, we need to step back from the defunding policies and get back on board.
Is the debate over defunding over?
No. It's not going to go away anytime soon. What we're going to see is, I would bet we're seeing it, in, especially like in San Francisco, is what kind of funding are you asking for? Is it more police? And the question is, okay, how are they going to be used? Is it going to be effective? In Oakland, it's going to be a question of like police versus other social programs or police, you know, crime prevention programs. So it remains to be seen if Mayor Libby Schaaf is going to get the money she wants. In San Francisco, being San Francisco, it's going to take on another dimension. There are talks in works right now about saying, okay, how about us getting cameras and license plate readers for areas like Union Square so that we can have people monitoring it rather than having fixed people out on posts. And that runs up against questions about civil liberties. In San Francisco, you cops can use cameras, but under such rigid restrictions, including an absolute no-go on facial recognition. If you use the technology that would be able to spot somebody out in the crowd, that's, you know, they've been dead set against that at the Board of Supervisors. So it's going to be an interesting debate as we go forward. If you don't have enough cops, if you can't get enough cops, what kind of technology can you use? And not just for smash and grab robberies, for all these sort of high crime situations. What technology we can use, and where does it cross the line for our concept of civil liberties? And that, as you know, in California, is a pretty big line, and it's going to be interesting. Law and order versus civil liberties. So I don't see the defunding going away. I just see it moving in those directions.
KCBS insider Phil Mateer will be back with Jeff and Patty this afternoon at 5:50.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.